the day. But the Bible does say that there'll be signs. And when you see them signs, Jesus said that you'll know it's nigh, even at the door. And I do believe it's closer than it's ever been, the coming of the Lord. And it just can't get here quick enough for me. But I praise God that there is a place called heaven, Beulah Land, Glory Land. I'm glad He said, I'll go away, prepare a place for you. But where I am, I want to be where He is. He said, there you may be also. And I've got a royal invitation. And if you're saved, you got a royal invitation to go be with Him. And if you're not saved, I want you to know He wants you to go and be with Him. But you'll have to be saved to be in that number that's leaving out. Jesus didn't make no bones about it. He said, marvel not. I say unto you, you must be born again. And you know, the bottom line to being a Christian is you must be born again. And apart from being born again, you're not going to see salvation but wrath. You're not going to see mercy but judgment. And I'd rather have mercy. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of allergic to pain. I only go to the dentist when I have to. I've never had no surgery. I don't want to have no surgery. My wife's had enough of both of us. But I'd just soon, to be honest with you, I'd just soon go around the painful way. I'd just soon go away the mercy, the grace way. But He said, marvel not, in St. John chapter 3, verse 7. He said, listen to me. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. And you know, to every church, if they don't include that, I tell you what, they ain't doing nothing but making twofold more childs of hell than themselves. When they make one proselyte, he ain't going to heaven. They're not going to heaven. They're not preaching the good news that Christ Jesus came this world to save sinners. And what they're doing is just promoting church. You know, church creed. We've got one back on the back wall. And you know, Jesus said that for in vain they teach the commandments of men and not the commandment of God. God commanded men everywhere to repent. And Jesus said, except you repent, you will perish. And I'm glad old brother Eddie repented April 27th, 1988. But I've done more than repent. I called upon Him that's rich in mercy to all that call upon Him. And I got a refuge for my soul. I got my sins under the blood. Got my name in the book. I'm in that number that's leaving out. And if you're not, there's still time to get on board. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be reading this morning. Let me say, you can be opening your Bibles to St. John chapter 6. Let me say this morning, I want to thank Gethsemane Baptist Church again for blessing us and giving us their old van. Their old van's new to us. It's such a blessing. It's a good van. It drives good. I got all of the letters off of it. We done got it plastered with metallic scriptural signs. We want to use that van to the uttermost glory that we can for God. I want it to be, a fruitful work. I want to bear much fruit with it. We want to bring children to the house of God. I want to bring lost people to the house of God. I want to get out and work and find them. Those that are interested in getting saved, I want to pick them up and bring them. I want them to hear the good news. I want them to hear the glad news. Amen. St. John chapter 6, if you got your Bible open there, we'll start our reading right there in verse number 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye have also seen me, and believe not. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. We'll stop our reading right there. And I want to preach this morning a very simple message. Not a very hard, rough message, but a very loving message. I want to preach this morning, are you coming? And Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for the inspired, incorruptible, infallible Word of God. That even to this day, Lord, does the work of God. You said your word would not return void, but it would prosper in the thing it's sent to do. You said your word was quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And Lord, even today, it'll cut, Lord, to those, Lord, that are lost, and it'll bless to those that are saved. And we thank You for the precious Word of God. Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible things, but of incorruptible by the Word of God. And Lord, we just pray, Father, today someone be born, be begotten by the Word, by the blood of Jesus. Lord, dear God, we just pray today that someone would plead the blood, that someone would call upon that worthy name, that someone, Lord, would give You that earnest desire of Your soul to see people saved. And we ask these things this morning as carefully and prayerfully as we can in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Jesus said very clearly, I am the bread of life. If you don't eat of this bread, you're going to die. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the water, that if any man comes to me that believes on me, he'll never thirst. He's the living water. He's the bread of life. He's what the world needs more of. And the world, they'll go to any place but to Him. They'll go to somewhere else to get their meat. They'll go somewhere else to get their drink. And to their own hurt, they'll do it. But I want you to know, with a nail-scarred hand, He reaches out and says, come to Me and take this bread and live. He says, come to Me and drink, and you'll never thirst again. He's given a royal invitation. And I want you to know, in verse number 44, Jesus said, no man can come to Me except the Father which has sent Me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. I want you to know that God is drawing people to His Son and the Holy Ghost of God. I thank God for that drawing power. You know, old Brother Eddie, I've not always been saved. I've always believed in God. But the Bible said the devils believe in God and tremble. And you know what? Even as a little bitty boy, I believed in God. But there was a day I believed on God. I believed on Him to save me. I believed on Him to be my Savior. And He is my Savior. But I want you to know, it took Him to draw me to Himself. I believe everyone has an appointed time. You know, God said He gave Jezebel space to repent. Now, I don't know the days on her calendar. I don't know all the days God allotted her. But I do know this, God loved her. And God said, I gave her space to repent. And He went on to say that she repented not. And you know, if we knew how many days have been allotted unto us, if we knew how many days we had to get saved, I believe a lot of people would get saved, Brother Rick. But I think a lot of people don't really put much thought to the fact that they could die today and go out to meet God today and to leave out unprepared and stand before Him instead of mercy, stand before Him in judgment and hear Him say, depart from Me, I never knew You. Oh, I tell you what, there was a time when people used to tremble at the preaching of the Word of God, at the thought of going out to meet God unprepared. And I want you to know, God said He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He settled His Word in the heavens, and He commanded to 1,000 generations, and His Word will not ever change. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but My Word shall not pass away. I thank God for the Word of God, brother. Brother Lord, if it wasn't for the Word of God, I'd be blind leading blind. If it wasn't for the Word of God, I couldn't preach. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, shall they keep to themselves teachers having itching ears and be turned from the truth of fables. That's here today. That's going on today. But I'll tell you what, I thank God for the drawing power. I remember the first time I reluctantly came to church with my family. It wasn't a pleasant thing like it is now. I look forward. I'm of the mindset of Psalm 122, verse number 1. It said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It makes me glad now, Sister Molly. But back then it made me sad. When my little boy had come back in the bedroom to a drunk daddy, they come up to him in his drunken stupor and begged him to go to church with him. And I choked on the words, but I saw the tears in that little boy's eye. I saw his little lip quivering. And he walked up to his drunk daddy and said, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today? And for the first time in my life, Rick, I saw the real Eddie Wade. At the age of 34 years old, all of a sudden I got my eyes out of my mirror. And I couldn't see myself as I saw myself before. Now I saw myself as God saw me. I saw myself lost and undone without God, alienated from the commonwealth. I tell you about without hope. I saw myself like that. And I tell you, I choked on the words. But I do remember telling that little boy, of course, Daddy, go to church the other day. And that little boy, Brother Hag, went running down the halls. Mama, Mama, Daddy's going to church with me today. And it was more of God than it was of anything else. I had made fun of God that Sunday night, that Saturday night, I'm sorry, before that Sunday morning. I had took His name in vain. You know, the Bible says God will not hold him guiltless that takes His name in vain. The Bible said, thine enemies take thy name in vain. I had shook my fist in the face of God. I had charged God foolishly in a lot of ways I don't want to repeat. But I made fun of God. I made fun of the church. I made fun of people getting saved and I didn't deserve what of God. But I want you to know, Sister Gayla, God got me that day to the house of God. And I tell you what, I come in, I received instruction. I sat back on that back row, and I want you to know, I thought my wife had told that preacher everything I'd ever done. But it wasn't my wife, and it wasn't him. It was God through him preaching to Eddie Wade that day. And I want you to know, buddy, I got under the finger of God, and it was like David, that Nathan put his finger in his face and said, you're the man, amen. I got under old-time conviction. I thank God for that. Old-timers used to call it misery, old-time misery. They got the miseries. You know, we don't see much of that nowadays. But I tell you what, I do believe there's a lot of it going on. And I believe the reason you don't see much of it nowadays, they try with medicine to try to tone it down. You know, I just heard about little girls. They said that in this school, just all of a sudden they just went crazy. They couldn't stop themselves. They went jumping around. And I believe that's satanic. Don't get me wrong. I believe they've got an unclean spirit. But I want you to know what they'll do is they'll give them some kind of pill, Sister Sophia, and they'll say, here, take this, and you'll be all right. I'll tell you what'll help them more than anything. Get them in the house of God and let Jesus help them. Amen. Oh my God. We got to get them in. We got the means now. Somehow or another we got to fill that van. Somehow or another we got to find that one near as hell. Somehow or another we got to find them before they end up in that dreadful place of the damned. Amen. We ain't got no excuse now. God's provided us ample means to bring them in or to go out in the hedges and highways and compel them to come in. I went to church that day with my family and boy was I in for a surprise. Man, God had my number that day. I don't remember exactly what my preacher preached. I just remember he named every one of my sins by name. And I'll tell you what, boy, I shook back there and I shook like a leaf in the autumn wind. And I mean, I held on to that pew and my knuckles turned white. And they gave the invitation that day. And the preacher said, won't you come? Won't you please come? And I'm back there in over my head in conviction. I'm convinced of the fact that if I died, I was going to hell. And I want you to know God was pleading with me. God was drawing me by the Holy Ghost of God. He was drawing me to His Son. And I tell you what, I do believe this. I can't prove it. Brother Hyatt, I do believe it. Satan nailed my feet to the floor. I couldn't move neither one of them. I remember wanting to pick them up and I couldn't. It's like they was made of lead. But I do remember back there trembling. I do remember thinking, all eternity, I'm going to die. I'm one of them. How? I'm telling you, it wasn't convenient to be in that service lost without God. Amen. I thank God for that Holy Spirit. It convicts men of sin. You know, if it's not of God, then brush it off. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't got nothing off of you. I'm offering you the things of God. I'm offering you the preaching of the Word of God. I'm offering you the salvation that Jesus died to give. And I tell you what, if it's not of God, then brush it away. Let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. We have nothing whatsoever to glory in. But I want you to know, it wasn't done in no corner. Jesus came down and suffered and died and took on Himself your sins and my sins so you can have a home in heaven. Don't die without Him. The Bible said, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. You better have Jesus. Father, thank you for the liberty that's here this morning. Be honored here this morning. But I want you to know that drawing of that Holy Spirit. Jesus said, no man can come to me except he be drawn by my Father. You know, for some reason or another, we think that we can bypass the Holy Spirit, the operation of God. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot to being saved. But I like to see it like Christy, that couldn't even make it down here on her own. Had to have Justin at a helper, or Dustin at a helper to make it down here. She was so broke that morning. The guilty feeling of the guilty power, of the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God convinced her of the fact she needed to get saved. Amen. I know Sister Margaret seen it. I know I seen it. What a blessed sight it was to see a sinner convicted. To see him concerned about eternity. To see her with tears making her way down here. And I'm telling you, buddy, she wasn't blowing bubbles. She wasn't chewing gum. She was leaning on Dustin. And he got her down here. And she fell on this altar. And she got wondrously and gloriously saved. I'll tell you right now, don't underestimate the devil. Oh, Brother Ed, this ain't my first day. I know there's a devil down here. Mark it well when Jesus said, Peter, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He said, but I prayed for you that your faith faileth not. A lot of people, their faith is failing just a little bit. And I'll tell you what's kind of like this heater up here. The further you get away from that heater, the colder you're going to be. But I'll tell you what, there's a fire in that Word. Jeremiah said his Word was like a fire in my bones. And he said, I couldn't forbear. I want you to know, thank God, pull up to the fire. Don't let the faith get cold. Amen. Bible said, not forsaking ourselves together as the manner of some is in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. But so much the more as we see that day approaching. Let me quote the verse exactly like it says. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. Don't be an absentee. You never know when God prepares a table. It might be something there you need. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Jesus says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Jesus said in John chapter number 3, he said, and I, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. And I'll tell you what, he was lifted up, and glory to God, and he drew me to him. And the Holy Ghost of God, it's real. I remember I was under such conviction. Man, I'm telling you, I didn't get saved that day at church. I should have, but I didn't. But I want you to know I left different than I came in. I left, boy, I was seeking a refuge for my soul. Listen, it may not be this way with you, but I'll tell you how it was, old Brother Eddie. I'll tell you what, I worked with a man named Wendell Shaw. And Wendell Shaw, he'd always let me know that he loved the Lord. He'd always let me know that he wasn't ashamed of Jesus, that he was a Christian. And even though, boy, I was everything but what I should be, he loved me and let me know that he cared about my soul. I mean, I was in the rough, my filthy conversation wasn't fit to put up with. And he'd walk away with me. He'd walk away from me when I get too profane, and I respect him for that. He should have done more than that. He should have disowned me. And I thought, if I can just get to Wendell, I believe I can get saved. And I went out there at R. Donnelly & Sons looking for Wendell Shaw. And as the Lord would have it, I couldn't find him nowhere. And someone said, I think he's in the foreman's office talking to the foreman. I walked in that foreman's office. Both of them were talking about work and print and all of that. I walked in. I said, look, I don't care what neither one of you's talking about. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. I need to be saved. And I don't know how to be saved. I need someone to tell me how I can get saved. You ought to see the look on them fellas' faces. I like to have a camera at that moment. I mean, boy, they both stopped what they was doing and looked at me. And here I am in my sin. Here I am in, I mean, I'm just in over my head in conviction. And I tell you what, you get enough conviction, you won't worry about what you look like. You won't worry about what you do. You just have to somehow have mercy. You'll have to somehow get some relief. I'm telling you, I couldn't take no more. I was being swallowed up with conviction. When that foreman, and I love that foreman, he's the one who put these billboards up on the side of the road. You see all them big billboards, all them scriptures on there? That's him puts them up. That's that foreman. And he quoted me about 3 or 4 verses, you know. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. But the Bible said the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for their foolishness unto him. And Wendell Shaw jumped up on that moment and he said, Eddie, I want us to leave right now. Man, Wendell Shaw walked out there in the hall with people brushing our shoulders on both sides, and he told me the good news, Sister Charlotte. He said, Eddie, Jesus loves you, Eddie. He said, Eddie, Jesus wants to save you, Eddie. He's just waiting for you to ask Him. And he gave me this illustration, and for me, it was the best illustration. He said, Eddie, if your little boy done something wrong, and he come to you and said, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, Eddie, what would you do? I said, Wendell, I'd forgive him. He said, it's the same way with God. Faith swelled up, and all of a sudden I had enough faith to believe Him to save me. I couldn't wait to get home. I mean, I made a beeline. I don't know if I broke a speed limit or not. Probably the way I drive, I did. But I couldn't wait to get home. I couldn't wait till Sunday. I couldn't wait to church. It's like a woman in travail with child. I had to get somewhere and pray. I went back in my bedroom room, put them out of my shoes, and fell down upon that bedside. And I said, Dear Lord, somebody told me you love me. Somebody told me if I'd ask you, you'd forgive me my sins and save my soul. And I said, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me, and I got wondrously, gloriously, fully saved. Amen. It's within reach. If you come to the right one, if you come the right way, you can get saved. But oh, listen, you got to have the help of God. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. God's drawing today. But also, let me say, and I'll be quick on these others. Not only that, God desires you to be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says, Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? God wants you to be saved. Yes, He does. He's calling out your name just like He did to Adam when He said, Adam, where art thou? Genesis chapter 3 verse number 9. I'm telling you, He's calling out your name today. And the Bible said today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. I'm telling you, tomorrow's not the day of salvation. Today's the day of salvation. Now's the accepted time. I don't know how long you got, but I do know one thing, you've got the right now and you better get saved. Amen. God desires you to be saved. I'm glad He desired me to be saved, because if He hadn't, I'd be lost today. It's more His doing than it was mine. Jonah said, salvation to the Lord. And the Bible said, godly repentance, work of repentance, not to be repented of. And I want you to know, I got sorry about the fact I was a sinner. I got sorry about the fact that I knew I needed to be saved. And I had a godly sorrow, and I headed straight to God. Amen. But not only does He desire you to be saved, but I want you to know He deserves you to be saved. He died for you. He died for your sins. And the wages of sin is death, the Bible says. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. He took your place just like He did Barabbas. Barabbas was released. Barabbas was in prison. Luke chapter 23 verse number 25. He was in prison. He was a murderer. He was guilty of sedition. He got to go free. And Jesus stepped in Barabbas' place just like He stepped in your place and my place so you could go free. And the Bible said, whosoever the Son sets free, they're free indeed. Sister Molly, I'm free indeed. I'm going to tell you, I may have some financial issues. I'm working on them, struggling. I'll be honest with you, it's not easy to make it this day and time. But I'll tell you one thing I ain't struggling with. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt He did not owe. And on any wage record in heaven, there's a big stamp up there, Brother Melvin, in the blood of Jesus. And it says, paid in full by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I got one debt taken care of, amen. The rest of them may swallow me up, I don't know. But I'll tell you one that won't. I settled the old count, been settled long ago. Old song says long ago, amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that He desires and He deserves you to be saved. He took your place. He died for you. He suffered so you wouldn't have to. You go to hell, you'll have to trespass His love to get there. Last point. Let me say this. He not only desires you to be saved, He deserves you to be saved, but also He's determined for you to get saved. If you get saved, it'll be more His doing than it will be yours. But the Bible said that He's long-suffering to you. He's not willing that you should perish, but that you should come to repentance in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And He says, just like in the days of Noah, when the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20, He's waiting on you. Oh, yeah. You know, He could come today. One reason He ain't coming, because there's still some people that are supposed to be saved. Now one day He's going to come, and when He comes, there's still going to be lost people going to be left behind. But I'll tell you right now, I don't know the day nor the hour. I just know He's going to come, and He'll not delay His coming. But right now, buddy, His offer is outstretched. Right now, buddy, His hand is reaching out. Right now, buddy, He's calling you by name. Right now, He's compelling you to come to Him. Right now, He's desiring, deserving, and determined for you to get saved. He's waiting on you to come. He's watching for you to come just like that father, that prodigal son, watched for him to come home in Luke 15, verse 20. When that father saw that son, he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Oh, he didn't give him what he deserved. He gave him something he didn't deserve. That boy stunk. He'd been feeding hogs. And he said he would have vain eat the husk that the swine did eat. But all of a sudden the Bible said that young boy came to himself and he said, I'll arise and go to my father and I'll say, Father, I've sinned. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Listen, that's true about you and me. But if you can just come to yourself and come to him, he'll put a ring on your finger. He'll put shoes on your feet. He'll put raiment upon you. He'll kill the fatty calf. And he'll make merry if you'll just come to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Whew. Oh, Jesus said sadly, St. John chapter 5, verse 40, He said, you will not come to me that you may have life. That life's in him. You got to come to him to get it. The Baptist church can't save you. It's a good place to get saved. If you want to go first class, I'd go the Baptist way. You can still make it. And other churches, don't get me wrong, I don't want to be sacrilegious. But I'll tell you right now, I'm glad they still hold true to the Word of God. A lot of compromising going on. Most of them have stayed with the stuff. But Jesus said, you got to come to Him if you want life. I'm telling you, go to another, and what you'll get is an imitation of what you'll get. One day you'll find out that you'll stand before Him, and He'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me. I don't care if you preached in my name, or cast out devils in my name, or done many mighty works in my name. You got to come to Him. Jesus said, you will not come to me that you may have life. Listen, He welcomes you to come. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. He says, come unto me. That's an invitation. He's giving you an invitation right there. He says, come unto me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden. And He said, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest on your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why is it easy, Brother Eddie? Because He packs the biggest part of the load. Why is it light? Because you're just packing a little old bitty part. I'm telling you right now, you got a burden of sin this morning. It'll swallow you up. You're guilty this morning. I'll tell you right now, it'll consume you. But He welcomes you to come. He wants you to come. He's waiting on you to come. Why don't you come this morning? Don't let Satan keep you from heaven. We sung two songs about heaven. God made heaven for you. He made hell for the devil and his angels. Don't miss heaven. Don't miss heaven. Don't go to hell. But I'll tell you right now, there's only one bridge between here and heaven. And it's Jesus. He said, I'm the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. He said, I'm the way. He said, I'm the name. There's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. You come up some other way, you'll be a thief and a robber. You'll be cast out. You come up that blood-bought way, you'll hear these words, enter thou to the joys of the Lord. I want to enter to the joys of the Lord. I tell you what, boy, it's getting pretty rough down here. But the only reason it is, because we're close for the Lord to come, Sister Sophia. The Bible said it's going to wax worse and worse under the end. The Bible said there's going to be evil men and seducers, and they're going to get worse and worse. You know, we got an election year coming up, and I don't know. I told them this morning, I said, I believe I'm going to go in like this right here, and only thing I'm going to do is make sure I ain't voting for Barack Obama. And I'm telling you, I just don't know who to vote for. I'll be honest with you, I don't think man can help us. I think the only one that's ever going to be able to help us is when Jesus takes His place up on the throne of His father David in Jerusalem and rules and reigns and the government be up on His shoulder. Until then, be careful with your vote. Pray hard. Ask God for wisdom, discernment. Because I'm telling you what, we're in a predicament. We need, I'm telling you, some help. We need it now. And I'm telling you right now, the Lord's going to come and He can't come soon enough for me. I wish He'd come right now. But for your sake, I pray He wait long enough for you to get saved this morning. Father God, we thank You for the message this morning. I don't know how I can make it any more clear. But I pray, dear Father, Lord, this message that You gave me this morning to preach here today, that someone, Lord, would have enough faith to rise up and run to You and get a refuge for their soul and get wondrously and gloriously saved and say, I wish I'd done this sooner. The half not been told. Your Word says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And many have never tasted. Many have never learned how blessed it is to bear the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, this morning You give someone with their appetite this morning to get saved. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. If I could ask Brother Melvin, Sister Margaret, if they would please, if they don't care, sing softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, unless you've got one already picked out. If you do, that's okay. But I'll tell you right now, Jesus is calling, and He's calling you. And He's saying, come. That'll be all right. That'll be all right. Listen, if you've not come, you ought to come this morning. Some of you have been wanting to come, been aiming to come, but you've not come yet. Why not today? Old song says, why not tonight? Oh, why not? Why don't you come? God's about to finish this thing. And when He finishes, it's going to be quick. It's going to be in a moment. In the twinkle of an eye, it's going to be a done work. Won't you come this morning? Oh, I wish You'd come. I'm coming home, past of sin, too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. You know, a lot of these little children have showed you how easy it is. Little Peyton come up here, got saved. Little Haley come up here, got saved. Little Chelsea come up here, and who am I? Little Chelsea said she wanted to get saved. I prayed with her. Little Charity, she's already saved. But you know what? They just showed you how easy it is, how simple it is to come, to call, and to receive the gift of God. Oh, listen, God's been longing to give you something. It's His to give. It's yours. Why don't you come this morning and say, Lord, it's me, oh Lord. I need to get saved today. Oh, listen, give Him the reward of His suffering. Give Him that which He desires and that which He deserves. That which He's determined for you to have. He determined for you to have His Son. Oh, please come this morning. Oh, listen, the hour's getting late. And I'm not talking about on the clock. I'm talking about in this. The hour's getting late in the time of the coming of the Lord. The midnight hour's upon us. Won't you come this morning? Don't come because Brother Eddie's begging you. Come because Jesus loves you. Come this morning because Jesus wants to save you. Won't you come this morning? Get someone by the hand. Say, I'm going. I'm going to go. I'm going to call upon Him. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm coming. Won't you come this morning? I mean, without any thought, just step out and come on. Amen. Don't let the devil nail your feet to the floor. Don't let him hold you back. I'm telling you right now, it's wonderful to be saved. You'll never sleep better than you'll ever sleep in your life to know it's well with your soul. Won't you come this morning? Why in the world would you wait on something? That's what I said. Why did I wait on something so wonderful? 34 years old, could have had it since Carolyn at the age of 18. Just stubborn. I could have come to God. God was dealing with me as a young boy. And I tell you what, I knew I needed to be saved. But for some reason or another, I thought I had plenty of time. A lot of people in hell today thought they had plenty of time. You ought to come this morning. I'm begging you. Yeah. Ain't beyond me. I'm begging you this morning. Won't you come? Step out right now. Come right now. Be an ornament. Be a jewel for His crown. Be an ornament of praise for His name. Oh, listen. Wish you'd come. Come on. I mean, break the shackles. If you have to, hit the devil in the mouth. Come on. Come this morning. Come right now. I'll meet with you down here at the altar. There's tear stains right here where little Kaylee got saved. And them little tear stains still right there. Where I'm standing at, you can see them both. You know what she did? She said, I'm praying to get saved. I said, pray on, honey. Boy, what a precious sight. Two little tear stains running right down through here and right down through there. For a little trembling soul called upon God and got a refuge. Amen. Why not come this morning? I don't know the hour. I just know it's urgent. This message urgent. God gave me this message this morning. Simple message. Won't you come? Oh me. Why don't you come home? Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. Yeah, if you don't care, sing a couple lines on that right there. Listen this morning, this is God's time. I know we all got things to do. I know we're all in a rush going nowhere. Well, listen this morning, if you're here lost this morning, why don't you come? Why don't you come? Please come. You break a heart. You know, 349. Listen to words of this. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling. He's calling. Calling for you and for me. See at the portals, He's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. He's watching. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Listen. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Read when Jesus is pleading. This last verse. Pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not His mercies? Listen. Mercies for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. All right, I preached the Word of God to you. I've prayed for you, pleaded with you. That's all I know to do. Anybody got a praise on your heart this morning before we dismiss? give you an opportunity to give it. Amen. That's always in order, Sister Gayla. Boy, he had mercy. Amen. He had mercy. God bless you, Sister Carolyn. Amen. Yeah, that's right. She said he died on that cross for me. That's right. Amen. Anyone else this morning? We'll let you go.
I praise the Lord this morning. I love him.
Amen, Sister Molly. Yeah, amen. There was no other way, but I'm glad he was willing to lay down upon that cross and give his soul.
He went out for me, just for me.
Yeah.
One day I'll be with him. I can't wait to get
there. God bless you. Greatest love story. The Bible said, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. He gave his son, be propitiation for our sins. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this. They lay down his life for his friends. What a love story. Anyone else got a praise? We'll let you go.
Praise his holy name this morning for just blessing me to be here.
Amen.
For saving my soul. He's been so good to me.
Amen, Sister Sophie.
You never turn him away.
That's right. That's right. Amen. We may leave out tonight. I don't know. It'd be all right with me, but I tell you what. I sure wouldn't want to be left behind. I'll spit it out here in a minute. Don't be left behind. Get in while the opportunity's there. Boy, the age of grace. Come as you are. Receive everything you need. Go in peace. Be blessed. Oh, me, the good way. Boy, it's going to cost a terrible price to get saved after God takes the church out. Be hunted like dogs. They'll have to keep the Ten Commandments. They'll have to have the testimony of Jesus. They'll have to love not their lives unto death. They'll be publicly beheaded. But they'll have to do that to go to heaven. I'd rather go to Graceway, Brother William. Amen. Anybody else got anything in your heart? No, we're going to let you go.
There wouldn't be anybody lost. It's left up to me, but that's the individual choice.
That's true.
I can't make your choice.
Moses said, I said before you this day, life and death. He said, choose life.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Rather accepted grace instead of justice.
Amen. Brother Howard, you please dismiss us for the prayer, brother.